Kicking up our heels as we're joined in studio by Alexander Sayers from Penobscot Theater Company, the education director at Penobscot, and one of the cast members of the brand new production of Elf the Musical, which opened last weekend. How did that go?
I think it was a smashing success. We're all sold out for the whole run, which is, you know, great news.
And right. I mean, I was going to shill here to get people to buy tickets. Sorry, too late for you.
Well, we're always looking for volunteers. So if you want to usher, go ahead and reach out.
And then you can get in and see the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
About the only way.
Just about, yeah.
Well, you've got such a great cast for this show.
I definitely agree, especially because I'm in it.
Well, yeah. But beyond you, big man.
We've got great local talent. We have Ira Kramer.
Oh, man, Ira. Could anybody else be more perfect for that role as Buddy?
I couldn't imagine. I think he's even surpassed Will Ferrell by all regards, to be honest.
Well, Will didn't get to sing.
No, of course not. No. We get to hear Ira's angelic voice every day. It's wonderful.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So that's going on. You're doing a bunch of performances, like 4 weeks worth, right?
Mm-hmm. We had last week was the first one. We got a few more leading up to our last show on December 30th.
Wow. And you're doing student matinees as well?
Yes, we've had two already. And we've got one more coming up actually tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. And we'll be doing one more the following Tuesday at 10 a.m. as well.
So could I sneak in tomorrow and claim to be a chaperone for that school?
Hey, we can take ushers.
He just wants me to be an usher. I don't know. And while that's going on, you're also getting ready to open at Penobscot Theater a second holiday show that will be performing over at Bangor Arts Exchange.
That's right. The Santa Land Diaries, starring our very own local, amazingly talented Dominic Varney.
Very cool. I can't remember the character.
Crumpet.
Crumpet. That's right. Yes. Wonderful David Sedaris piece.
And reprising his role, something he did, I believe, 7 or 6 seasons ago.
Oh, I don't remember. I remember Nathan Halverson mm-hmm. doing it. I don't remember Dominic doing it.
He has, and it is better than ever.
Wow.
Yes, we are. The Elf cast was actually treated to a little industry preview last night watching one of his rehearsals, and it was a laugh a minute. We're real excited.
Awesome. Alec, if you didn't see it, you missed out on a terrific performance kicking off the season this year as the lead character, Benjamin Braddock in The Graduate. That was a fantastic show.
Well, thank you. It was really awesome to have you there as well, because for those of you listeners who might not know, this is not Rich Kimball to me. This is Mr. Kimball.
Damn straight.
This is my high school drama teacher I'm sitting right next to right now. Who inspired me and, you know, led me on the path to be Benjamin. So I thank you for that.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
You could get arrested for that in some states.
I thought A.J. Mooney did that. Little did I know. Well, you did a great job. It was a wonderful show. And I know your plans. You're also a member of our improv comedy team, the Focus Group. But you're packing up your bags and headed to Chicago to try your skills out there, right?
I am. I've set the date about a year ago, and I'm going to be heading out to the Windy City sometime in February, it looks like.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's kind of, you know, that's the home of improv. And for years and years, I've wanted to go study there, and now's the time.
Nice, nice. Well, let's also talk about your other job, your other hat at Penobscot Theater as the education director there, and some big things going on with the Dramatic Academy.
Absolutely. We're really excited because we had a stellar fall season, and we're about to open up our winter classes starting in January. And it is the holiday season, and if you have that special someone in your life who you have thought would be perfect for a performance opportunity or the chance to learn a little bit more about theater, we have a lot of stuff that's available for young actors as well as old.
How do people find out about this sort of thing?
We've got all of our information available online at penobscottheater.org. We've also got the ability for you to email me, education@penobscottheater.org.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I will answer anything.
You guys, what did you do, 3 shows in the fall? Is that right? Or more?
We do 3 shows in a season. So our after school, our flagship production job? That's not the word I'm looking for.
No, that's not the word.
Our flagship program that we have for the season is our after-school youth production. We did an adaptation of Wrinkle in Time with over 23 students this past fall. It was a really, really cool, weird, unique production. It was unlike a lot of theater that kids get to do these days. And we're really excited because starting in January, students of that age, 4 to 15, are going to be available to do Anne of Green Gables, which you may or may not have heard of.
I've heard a little bit about that, yes.
Yes, we're really excited to warm everyone's heart on those cold, wintry days.
The sound of that. Well, give them a call. Go online for more information. Shoot them an email as well. Dramatic Academy at Penobscot Theater Company. And, the work that you guys do there is so good. I can't think of how many young people, first of all, that either got their start by going to shows mm-hmm. and saying, wow, I want to be up there on that stage, but then getting involved in the Dramatic Academy and making that transition, as you did, mm-hmm. right into being on stage.
And to be quite frank, I mean, if you look at the Company of Elf, there are 11 Dramatic Academy alumni who are part of the 20.
Wow.
There are six students who are currently part of it, very young, who are actually playing some young elves. It's very adorable. And then some older folks like me, Grace Livingston Kramer, who's playing Jovi. We've also got Molly Haggerty and Robert Brangwen and Nathan Maneker, all DA alum. Yeah.
Yeah. I taught there once at the Dramatic Academy, and it was one of the most fun things I ever did. Because the kids that are there are the kind of kids you like to be around. They are locked into creating things. And that's a really important part of education.
Now, what part do you play in Elf?
I'm in the ensemble, so I do many things.
Oh.
I'm disgruntled New Yorker. I'm Fake Santa. I'm office employee, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, that's fun, because then you get to do some costume changes.
Oh, I love it. It's a hoot. I get to go from security guard to cop all over the place. It's keeps you on your toes.
Now, is this your last show before you bug out of Maine?
This is my last main stage thing that I have lined up right now at PTC.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bittersweet.
Very bittersweet.
How many shows have you done there since your first appearance?
This is my seventh main stage since leaving college, since returning home from college. Yes. I did some Dramatic Academy shows back then, but when I first came back from college and did Rock of Ages, I've had a nice steady stream of good fortune to be the right person for the work they needed.
Well, because you work hard, you do it right, and I say this, I use you as an example. To embarrass you here, but you know, when you get actors, high school actors, you know this, Bruce, you get actors. There are two types. There are those who love being a star and the acclaim that goes with that. And then there are those who love theater. And I always use you as an example of somebody who loved theater. You loved every aspect of it, whether it was being on stage or working on sets or costumes or anything like that. And those are the people, I think, who have success in life because, first of all, you've got a much broader skill set, but you're happy to be part of an ensemble. You're happy to be a member of the organization, and you can always find work when you're like that.
Yeah. And honestly, I think it all comes down to the educational environment. I was very fortunate to be dropped in many locations in my aspiring young career to learn about these parts of theater and learn to appreciate them. And I think that's one of the wonderful things about Dramatic Academy, is that we truly expose all these students to everything from theater history to actual acting technique to, you know, different styles of singing, to different genres of theater, to even the technical side. Our awesome tech track group of kids who learn everything from the design process to actual hands-on building. That was 20 students that we served all over the summer season. And you know as well as anyone, it's hard to get two kids to sign up for the...
Oh, God, yeah.
From the high school
Absolutely,
crew.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, and that's the other thing, too. One of the gems that we have with Penobscot Theater is not simply the acting talent, both local and those people who come in from out of town, but the designers, the incredible set designers, lighting designers, costume designers, and what they bring that help tell the story.
Absolutely. We are really fortunate to have such a unique, you know, little bubble of amazing artistic talent for the theater, artistic in general, but especially for the theater in this community. It's kind of, you know... Surprising to many.
And that's one of the advantages of Dramatic Academy, too, is somebody may go there because they like being in plays, but then look around and learn how the sets are made, how you design lights to help tell the story and decide that's the path they want to go on.
Mm-hmm. And we're very lucky that this talented pool of people are willing to be a part of Dramatic Academy and be the instructors. You know, downtown zone Alan Adams will be teaching improv this coming winter.
That's right. I heard about that. Yeah.
Yes, he'll be applying his trade and teaching the next generation of improvisers.
All because he didn't win big money on Jeopardy.
Now all we got to do is get Kerry to teach something there, and then the whole downtown regulars have been involved.
That's it. There we go. Your daughter did theater in high school, didn't she, Kerry?
Dabbled in it a little bit. She was more of in the music program, but she did a little bit of theater.
There you go.
Good voice gets you a long way, though. That's good.
Yes.
Perform or playing. What did she do?
Sang. She did in choir.
Nice. Yep, we need that. We need it all.
Oh, yeah.
Theater's the best art because it's truly the most collaborative piece of art ever, from physical art to people learning to perform. It's truly an amazing melting pot of all the arts, and that's why it's so beautiful.
Yep.
Well, get in touch with Penobscot Theater. Find out more about Dramatic Academy. Give them a call, 942-3333. Check them out online, penobscottheater.org. And Make sure you see Alex Sears. He'll take good care of you. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, thank you for having me.
You bet. Good to have you here.